Greetings, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. It was great to see that many areas of the state received some well-needed moisture last week. However, many areas continue to experience drought conditions. Today's U.S. Drought Monitor for North Dakota shows 69.61% of the state is somewhere between abnormally dry and in extreme drought conditions. Sadly, more than 5% is bright red on the map, considered in the D3 category, so hopefully more precipitation is soon on its way. Many ranchers depend on surface water sources such as dugouts and stock dams to provide water for grazing livestock. Access to good quality water will continue to be a challenge for ranchers in North Dakota this spring, according to Miranda Meehan, the NDSU Extension Livestock Environmental Stewardship Specialist. Water quality impacts cattle intake and weight gain. Studies have reported improved gains by as much as a quarter of a pound per day in yearlings and a third of a pound per day in calves drinking good quality water. When surface waters become low, the mineral component of the water becomes more concentrated because minerals do not evaporate with the water. Of particular concern are increased concentrations of total dissolved solids and sulfates, which can be toxic to livestock. For most classes of grazing livestock, the total dissolved solids in the water should be less than 5,000 parts per million. Sulfate is part of the TDS. The recommended concentration should be less than 500 parts per million for calves and less than 1,000 parts per million for adult cattle. High levels of sulfate can reduce copper availability in the diet. Elevated levels of sulfates can cause loose stools, whereas very high levels of sulfate can induce central nervous system problems. Water quality screenings conducted by NDSU Extension in the fall of 2024 found many water sources to have potentially toxic levels of sulfates, especially in western North Dakota. In preparation for the upcoming grazing season, Meehan encourages monitoring water quality and evaluating alternative water options. She recommends a couple of tools to aid in monitoring water quality, such as a handheld TDS meter and sulfate test strips. If the screening indicates the total dissolved solids is greater than 4,500 parts per million and or the sulfates are greater than 800 parts per million, she suggests submitting a sample to a lab for additional analysis. In other news, it's day 64 of the 69th North Dakota Legislative Session. Committees are almost done with their regular work and conference committees are now in full swing. This morning, I listened in to conference committee work on legislative term limit language, as well as House Appropriations Committee work, which is fine-tuning the House version of the Department of Transportation budget. Later today, there will also be a conference committee meeting on a resolution that would bring a vote to the people about restricting measures to a single subject, like many states require. The NDSA has policies supporting single-subject measures as a means to help ensure voter understanding about consequential policy discussions as they weigh in on them. For latest happenings at the state legislature, NDSA members should watch for the weekly legislative ledger emailed out each Friday. We'll also be doing a recap of some of the highlights at our upcoming spring roundup meetings, which are right around the corner. In this listening area, meetings will be held June 2nd at the Hazen Golf Course, June 4th at the High Plains Community Center in Kildare, and June 10th at the Montrail County South Complex Building in Stanley. For 95 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been working to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, call us at 223-2522 or visit ndstockmen.org. This has been Julie Ellingson for Stock Talk. Have a great Thursday and a wonderful Easter weekend.